You're holding Daf Kuf Nun base, the top of the Gemara again. The Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk in Kehelis, it's a continuation of the Pesukim we had before. Pasuk says, Bayoim Shayozu'u Shomrei Habayis. Come the day when it'll shake up the watches of the house. For his Avsu. What does that mean? Vidashin Bayoim Shayozu'u Shomrei Habayis Elu Haksolim Vihatslois. Come the time when it will shake the watches of the house, that means when a person becomes so old that his ksolim, his flankin, the sides, the hatzloyis, and his ribs will start shaking, as he won't be able to hold up his body anymore. Rashi says, haksolim laflankish, like the flankin, the hatzloyis shehein shoimrin b'nei hamayim, the ribs hold in the kishkis, the b'nei hamayim. The chayusei shalodim, and the life of the person, the soigrim badom, are held up inside it. So when your ribs will give in, that's when you come too old. What does the pasuk mean? V'his avsu anshei chayil, and will stop the strong people. Elu shukayim, that means your legs. Trashi elu shukayim shekoicha shalodim nismach aleim, that your whole body rests on your legs. When you become too old, they'll also give in. Who bought Lu, the Pasuk says, Ha Toichanois. What does that mean? Oh, stop. The Toichanas means the grinders. That means Elu Shinayim. That means your teeth. Your teeth won't be able to grind anymore. Chew up the food. Right to the Pasuk says, Vichoshu Horoyas Barubois. And it become dark, the people that see through the windows. That means Elu Einayim. Your eyesight, you lose your eyesight. As this is the matzah, when somebody gets older, his koiches go away. Smell, like we said before, the Pasuk in Kehelis says, chaperein, when you're still young, when you still have koich, and do as much mitzvahs and learn as much Torah as shayich, when you still have koich to do them. By the Zot Gemara, Omalei Kesel Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya. He's the Kesel, the Melech, asked Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya, my time oloi asis levei avidin. How come you didn't come to the meeting house? Havei Avido, and Rashi learns, Mokam ho'osui lehisvachach shom, a place where they had meetings, they had quarrels, arguments. Tzedukim uvaisusim im Yisrael b'mikrois. It's like the tzedukim, the people that chulak on the Yidden with the Yisrael. They argued about different psukim. Savada Yisrael would not want to go there, but the Melech made exer like they had to go. So the king asked, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, how come you're not coming to the meeting place? Omalei, so because what he answered him back is that I'm too old now, I don't have koiches to go anymore. But he said like this, Omalei, Tur Talik, as the mountain is full of snow. So Rashi learns, Kloima Rosh Elovin, my head, the hair became white already, and as I'm old. Sachruni Galidin, Zot Gemara, that means it's full now of ice. So Rashi learns, Vivoisav Shalhar Molokerach, all around the mountains, is full of ice. Kloimar, shvoma v'zekeini halvinu. That means my mustache and my beard also became white. I'm very old now. Vaitig Mora says, kalvuhi loy nabchin. Hey, the dogs do not bark. So Rashi learns, that means, koili eino nishma. You can't hear my voice anymore. Hey, so from becoming old, I lost my speech. I can't speak loud anymore. You can't hear me. Tachnuhi loy teichnin. That means the grinders don't grind anymore. So Zokrashi, that means Hashinayim, in words, my teeth don't work anymore. Yizmela, that's what Reb Yeshua ben Chananya answered back, I'm too old to come to the meeting place now. Like, you won't be able to hear me anyway. So the Gemara Bei Rav Amri, like in the Beis Medrash, they used to say from Moshul, Adeloi Avidno Bechishna. An old person looks like he's looking for an Aveda, looking for something that's lost, and really he didn't lose it. As Rashi learns, Achamar Shaloi Ovad Mimeni Ani Mefashresh. You look like you're looking for something that you really did not lose. Meroiv zikno, because I'm so old. Ani hoylech shochus, I have to walk bowing down, bend down. Omenena venira omenanei, and I shake. Venira kamisha mavakish diner hanevadloi. You look as if you're looking for money that you lost, and really you didn't lose it. That's the mushal of an older person. He bends down, he looks as if he's looking for something, and really he didn't lose anything. Yes, the Moravita. Tanya Rebbe Yosi Bar Kisma Oimer. Yosi Bar Kisma says, Tova Trei Mitlos. Two is better than three. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Toivim Beis HaRaglayim Shal Yimei Bachrus. When you're young, you just need 2 feet to walk on. You're better off then, Migimel Shal Zkena, from 3 feet that an old person needs. What does that mean? Shetzarech Mashenis Imraglov. That when you come older, you can't walk with your 2 feet, but you need a cane to help you. You need a third leg like to help you. That's called the third leg. So Dumara Velo Lechoda Dioslo Vloyasius. Like Oy Veit is something that leaves you and doesn't come back again. Mahi, what is this going on? Omer Rabbi Chizda Yankusa, that means the youth of a person. Oy Veit when it leaves you, because it doesn't come back. The Dumara Velo Chavalo Lechloima. You should cry and feel very bad. Something goes away and doesn't come back again. That means your youth. In other words, right, like the Pasuk says before, a person should be Heismach Bocho Biyaldusecho, or as we had before, Zachores Berecho Bimei Bechuresecho, Heischaparim, when you're still young and can do mitzvahs and learn Torah, do as much as you could. So the Marakiyasi Rav Dimi Omar Yankusa Kelelo de Verde. Youth is like a bunch of roses. Now it's very geschmack, it's very easy. You like it. It's like Rashi says, Nezer Shoveret, like a crown made out of roses. Savavusa Kalilo de Chilfa. When you become old, it's like a crown of Chilfa. Rashi says that's Odiyash, decided means Mila Kamshunim, and that's something not so good, not so nice anymore. Weiter. Tono Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. Doik Bechechi. Heis, chew your food well. Not Bechi with your teeth. It also means eat a lot. Rashi learns, Rashi Echol Harbe, eat a lot. Vetimso Ha'achila Bepsiyasecha. You'll see that the food will help you walk better. In other words, Sheyech Sekechacha will make you strong. So kids, you should eat a lot today to be strong. So the Gemara v'tishkach benigri, and you'll find it to be in your footsteps. In other words, you'll have strong bones to be able to walk good. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'nishpa lechem v'niyah tovim. You'll be filled up, you'll fill yourself with bread, and you'll be well v'ro'a l'arinu, and you won't see any bit. Omalei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda. Shinuna, like young good children. Shori shokecho v'ayu lachmecho. Hey, shori shokecho Rashi means psach picha, open up your mouth and let the food go in. In other words, eat well. The Mora says ad aboyim shonin, until 40 years old, michlo miley. It's good for you to eat food. Food is good for you. Mikan v'yelach, once you're 40 and older, then mishti miley. Then it's good to drink. It's good to drink a lot. So the Gemara Omale Yehu Guzoi L'Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha. A certain Rashi, it was a Tzeduki, Uguzoi is a Rashi Soros. Person that Tzoros says he can't have children, he is Soros himself, he made, he cut off his Beitzim, whatever he did, in Russia. It was a Tzeduki Hoya. So he came and he wanted to start up with Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha. So he asked Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha, Mehocho L'Karchina Kama. How far is it from here to Karchina? Means to a bald place. Krach means a bald. In other words, he started up since Yeshua ben Korcha was also bald. So he asked him, how far is it to get to this bald place? Rashi, kama mahalach yesh mikan ad ha-korach. Ola akenitoi al korcha in niskaven. He wanted to make him angry. Yeah. So omalei, so Yeshua ben Korcha answered him back, kemei hocha l'guznoi, the same way it is to go from here to guzno, in other words, to a soros. The same he gave it back to him. As you're a soros, Rashi, kumoishim mikan ad ha-soros. As far as it is to go from here to a soros is somebody that's beitzim a cut off. He can't have children. Omalei tzeduki. Omalei. So he answered, omalei tzeduki. So tzeduki told to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha that borcho korcho biyabo. You know, like a bald animal, you only get $4 for. So Rashi learns, borcho korcho means who aids. As he meant to say, you're like a goat. Al shem shein malubish b'tzemer, doesn't have any wool on it, kerocho like sheep, kari korcha. In other words, he meant to gavite the tzuki was making fun of Yeshua ben Korcha. Or malay, so he answered him back, Yeshua ben Korcha answered him back, ikro shalifa b'timnei. You should know, as Rashi says, even if you have a good sheep, shebeitza v'akurum, if it's beitza makaruf, Venitukim, loichim b'shmeina. That's for cat. It's very good meat then, since it can't have any children. It's good meat, and it gets sold for $8. But our co-partner, the kids, who gave it back to him, you're also a service. So the Gemara, chazayu d'loi misayim misani. So this tzeduki saw that Yibshua Makorcha was not wearing shoes. So the Mashar says, Mestam was on Tisha B'av, or else on Yom Kippur, a day that you're not allowed to wear shoes. So Omalei, so Tzeduki told Yibshua Ben Korcha, Omalei, the Al-Sus Melech, somebody that rides on a horse is called the Melech. The Al-Chamor Ben Churin, somebody that rides on a chamor and a donkey, he's called the Ben Churin. O the Manoli Berigluhu Bar Inish, somebody that walks around with shoes on his feet, that's called a person. Or but the loyho, somebody doesn't have a horse to ride on. For loyho doesn't have a donkey to ride on, and he doesn't have shoes on. The chofir v'kovir tov minei, like somebody that's dead and buried is better off than you. In other words, he meant to tell Yeshua Makarcha, you're better off to be dead already. The Gemara Omalei, so Yeshua Makarcha answered him back, Guza guza. Tolos Omar Tali, you told me three things right now. Tolos Shomata, I want to tell you three things back. Esen Yishino Hadoras Ponim Zokin, what makes a person look nice, his zokin, his beard. In other words, this person was making fun of Yeshua Makarcha's bald head, but he told him, Mak Yishino, the fact you don't have a beard, that's worse off. Person looks nice because of his beard. He says, I have a beard, you don't have a beard. So that's one X connected you. Vaito Simchas Lev Isha, that a person has simcha if he has a wife, if he's married. And right, this guy was a soros, he wasn't married. And also the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nachlas Hashem Bonim, that what's called the Nachla of Hashem, that's to have children. And you don't have children because you're a soros. Is Baruch HaMokim, Yeshua Ben Korcha said, Baruch Hashem, Shemenuacha Mikulam, that you're left out from all these three things. That you don't have a wife, you don't have children, and you don't have a beard. Omalei, so Tzeduki answered him back, Korcho mitzuyona, Korcho, you're bothering me, like you're giving it back to me too much. Omalei, ikra shalifei tuchucho, what do you mean I'm giving it back to you? Like you started off with me. Rashi ato hasoris lakniteini, you came to start off with me. Olitzvachach imi bos, you came to start service. All I'm doing is just answering you back. That's all. Yeah. Omalei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta, mifnei ma lo hikbalnu ponecho beregel. Hey, how come like we didn't see you on Yom Tov on Regel? How come you didn't go on the Regel to visit the Rebbe? So Rashi says the loshon like balna panecha is like hikbalto ponai v'derech hanova komalei. Like how come like we weren't zeicha to see you like derech hanova? Like really you should have come to see the Rebbe. How come you didn't come to see us on the Regel? Kederech shehekbilo avoysai lavasecha. Just like my father went to visit your father on the Regel. There's an Indian on Regal to go visit your Rebbe. Omalei, so he answered back, Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta answered back, Saloyim nasu gevoyim. That means small stones became very big stones. Rashi means Ketanim nasu gevoyim, Shezakanti. Now the Moshe again, to sound like I became old now. Kroivim nasu rechoykim. Rashi nidmin li kerechoykim. It looks to me like it's very far away. Either we became far away or the distance was far away. It's very hard for me to come. Mishtayim nasu sholish, and from two it came three. Sedrashi shetzorach ani mashenis. I need a cane now to walk. I can't walk with my 2 feet. I need 3 feet. And vayta meisim sholim bebayis bottle. That what makes sholim in the house is bottle. Sedrashi learns eva tashmish, but he lost his cheshek for tashmish amita. Now it's a min to say that he's getting very old now. He lost his koiches. So therefore he didn't go to visit you on the Yom Tov. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayetzin Kehelis. Yeah, Pasuk says, V'sugru delosayim bashuk. He said, the doors will be closed in the streets. That means, Elu nekoviv shalodim. He said, where you go to the Beis HaKissi, the nekoviv of the person will be closed up. So when you become older, it will be hard to use. Right, the Pasuk says, Bishval Kul Hatachano. Hey, the noise of the Tachano, the grinder, would become quiet. There's more Bishvil Kurkavin Shein Atechen. That means your stomach won't work anymore. It won't grind up the food in your stomach. Plus it says, V'yokum l'kerl ha-tzipur, you'll get up from the noise of the birds. That means, Sha'afilu tzipur minarose mishnose. You'll be such a light sleeper that even the noise of the birds will wake you up. V'yishachu kol benois hashir. That means there'll be low to your quiet, all the noise of the singing. That means, Sha'afilu kol shirim v'shirois, doimes olav kishucha. It's as if it's very, very low. It's even the noise of good singing will sound very low to you. You lose your koyach of hearing too much. So the more of v'yaf barzili ha-gilodi omer l'David. Po'adin barzili ha-gilodi also told David this inyan, that he said, Yishnol ben shmoinim shona nechi ayim. I'm 80 years old today. Ha'eda ben toiv l'ra. Can I tell the difference between good and bad? In other words, mikan she de'usan shel tekenim mishtanois. That the das of an old person changes, like he lost his das, he can't tell what's good and what's bad anymore. Rashi, Shedaitan Shoskeinim Mishtanas, Tichsiv Eidim Ben Tevla Ra, Ob Iskeinim Ruba Kama, since he's so old, he said this. Weiter, Im Yitoim Avdecho Es Asher Uchol, has could I taste what you've given me to eat, V'es Asher Eshtam, and what I'll drink. What does that mean? Mikan sheshiv sosayim shel tekenim misraftais. That the lips of an old person become very, very soft, or Rashi says, mispakois, they'll crack open, k'moyman amarufet, like a cracked shoe, and you won't be able to taste good the food or the drink. Vait im eshma oid bekoil shirim v'shirois. Hey, will I be able to hear anymore the singing, the voice of the singing from men or from ladies? Is mikan sheozneim sheozekenim mischabdis, that the ears of the older people become very hard and they can't hear so well. Omar Rav, so Rav says no. Barzila hagilodi shakra hevi. He was a liar. Tehu amte, there was an old maid. Tehevi be Rebbe, it was in Rebbe's house. Bas tishim v'tati shonim. She was 92 years old. Ve'ves tamo kidrup, and she was able to taste the food to see if it was good or not. So see, it's possible you could be old and not lose your koiches. And Rava Rama Rava's Mazba, Vazili Hagilodi, like you know why he lost his koiches, why he was so weak when he was old. Val short of Bizim heavy. He did a lot of znus when he was alive. The Chol Hashita Bizim, whoever has a lot of znus, a lot of tashmish, is Zikno Koifetis Olof. He becomes old very fast. Yeah, so the more Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Talmidei Chachomim, Kol Zaman Shemaskinim, Chochmo Nisoy Sefes Behem. The older a Talmud Chochom gets, the smarter and smarter he gets, the more Chochom he gets. Shenem Adaposik says, B'yishishim Chochmo V'yorech Yomim. Tfune, that the older you get, the more Chochom you'll have, and the more Tfune you get. Mashenkin V'yamoritz, what about Amir Horitz, people that don't learn Torah? Is kol zaman shemaskinim, the older they get, tipshois nisoises pehem, the more of a tipish, the more foolish they become. Shenema the posik in Eiv says, meisir shofel nemonim, v'tam zekenim yikach, that Kosh Baruch will take away from them the tam of zekenim. Yes. In other words, the older they get, the more of a tipshis they become, the more Hashem takes away from them the seichel. Now the Gemara brings down the posik in Kehelis. The posik says, Gam migovoya yiro. This also goes by says on the Amoratim, they'll be afraid of anything high. The Vidashin Shafilu Gavshushis Kitano Doima Olof Kahari Ahorim. Even a small hill will be to them like a big, big mountain that they'll be afraid of. If this is an older person, like when he loses his das, he'll be afraid like this. Right, the Pasuk says, V'chaschatim Baderech. And they'll be afraid in the way, are going on the derech. That means bishor shemhalach v'derech, when they travel on the roads, na'atzoloi toihim. They'll be very afraid to go on the roads. The pasuk ends off, v'yinoit hashoked. That means the almond tree will blossom. That means zu glibusais. These are the glibusais. Shrashi learns that means it's the backbone that will start blossoming, means will come out of place. When you become older, your backbone won't hold you in the right place. Rashi says, "Etzem shalanoka shayerach tekuaboy." boilet v'yoytzim erev toshes koicha. You become so weak that it'll go out of place. Right to the post. Yeah, the post says v'yitin kehelis v'yiz tabel hechogov. As you're going to have problems with the grasshopper, that means that tomorrow elo agvois. That means your agvois, like your backside, will become weak, won't be able to function anymore. Vaita the tofer ho'aviyoina. And your desire will go away. As you lose your chemda to do things. What does that mean? Zu chemda. That you'll lose your chemda, your taiva. Rashi learns, means tibotel ha'taiva min chemdas tashmish. You lose your chemda, you lose your desire to have tashmish amita. It's when you become old, you lose your taiva to have tashmish amita. So the Gemara Rav Kana have a posik sidra kaimi the Rav. Rav Kana was learning these psukim in Kehelis in front of Rav. He motel haikro when it came to this posik, that the posik says there'll come a time when you lose your desire, your taiva for tashmish, is nogid v'yisnach, he gave a kvetch, oyvei, like he felt bad. Omar, so the mailer of Kana said, Shema Mino, I hear from this, botel lechemda the Rav, that Rav lost his taiva for tashmish shamita. Zechura, why did Rav feel bad? What's the gefelich? So the Chassam Sofer learns pshat is that Akoponim Rav had a wife, and he had a chiyav oina. He had a chiyav to be with his wife once a week at least. So Bazoi, if you don't have a taiva for the tashmish, it's very, very hard to have it. So mainly he had a lot of tsar doing the tashmish. So that's why he felt bad. Ravaita, Omar Rav Kana, my dichsir, what does the posik say? Ki hu omar vayehi, Hashem said and it was. Zu isha. That means a wife. Anisha, that's what Hashem said. It's like a pitzivuy of Hashem. Shirashi learns pshat zu isha im lo ya pigzeras hamelech. If not for the fact that Hashem gave us a mitzvah, told us. Lo hoi seruya lesavas lo. Nobody would have really taiva desire to be with with Anisha. She kachamas malaya mias, because really Anisha is like a chamas, like a jug full of something that's mias. And for Nesvegan, the hakel rotsu machreon. Everybody has a desire, has taiva for his nus, for Anisha, is a pshati, that's a zat that Hashem put into the world. That people should have taiva for this. Vaita hutsiva vayamoid, Hashem was mitzav and he came out. Elu bonim. These are the bonim. In other words, that's really what you have a wife for. A wife for, the Mashal says, is for two purposes. Once a person has the tshuka, now that Hashem put the tshuka, the taiva into the desire into a person with your wife is the way you have your tshuka. And also you're supposed to have pru revu. You're supposed to have children with your wife. Because that's the zachir. Ki hu amar v'yeh hu tziva v'yamud. He was mitzava the inyan to be with the wife, to have this tashmish, to have the taiva for it, the desire for it. And he was also mitzava the inyan to have children from it. So the moratona. Isha, what is a lady doimitu? Chamas malaya tzoya. Chamas like a jug full of tzoya, full of junk. Upiho malaya dam. And the mouth is full of dam. Everybody runs after. This is the most relative to the Indian of taiva of znus, of stand the taiva for tashmish, is that really the mokum we have tashmish is that's called the peh. It means the bottom peh, it's moly dam, it's a misa place. And really it's like moyat soya. Really you shouldn't have taiva. There's such a zach that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this world is taiva for znus, and therefore people run after to do it. But we have to know that's all we have a wife for these two inyanim, to have children. And to Mekayim the Tshuka. Yeah, so that's exactly what the Gemara means is very shver, but the Mashal's Mazvel, like we said, that by Nisha there are two inyonim. There's the inyon to have children, and there's the inyon al the taiva that a person has for an Isha. And vice versa, the Gemara is talking about that a person has taiva for an Isha, that's doima to this, that the Kli, Mole, Tzoya, and Pia, Mole, Dam. And for Nesvegan, the Mora says, V'hakur rotsu nachre, is everybody has the taiva for the inyan of Tashmish. Yeah, so the Mora weiter. Posik says, Ki hoylech ho'odom el beis alomai. It's when a person's nifter, he goes to beis alomai. What does that mean? Omer Reb Yitzchok, Melameid shekol tzadik v'tzadik, noistnim loy modor lefi kvoidei. He's in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzaddik a place to live, lefi kvoidei. As to see how much of a tzaddik he is, that's how good of a place he gets to live in. The Gemara says, Moshe lemelech, it's doyma to a king. She nichnas hu v'yavodav lir. The king and his avodav, his slaves, went into the city together. Kishe nichnosim, they come in, kulam bishar echa nichnosim. They all come into the same shar, the same gate. Of a kishehain lonin, when they go to sleep at night, kolechod v'yechod noisnim loy modol ufikvoidi. Everybody gets his own private room to sleep in at night, and there we could tell how much chavod each person is. As the more mechubed you are, the more important you are, the more chashiv you are, the better room you get to sleep in. Like the king gets a special room to sleep in. So what then here also, everybody went through this world, and when it comes the time when your neshama goes into Shemayim, in the Malkam Agan Eden to rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzaddik a special place to live, lefi kvoide, lefi how much he deserves from the mitzvahs that he did on this world. So Rashi learns, mod lefi kvoide, mid loik siv al beis ha'olam. Shemamina kol echod v'yechod lebeis ha'muchin loy. Everybody has the place that's muchin for him. That's al beis elom loy, his olam, his own place to live in. V'yom Rebbe Yitzchok, ma'idich siv, what does the Pasuk say? Ki ha'yaldus v'yashech shichrus hevel. He's that young and old things are hevel. That means dvorim sh'odim oise b'yaldusay. Things that people do when they're young is mashchirim upon obliyesik nosay. It makes his face black like getting old, b'shas he becomes old. What does it mean when you do when you're young? So Rashi learns, Shaodim Oise Biyadusai Roif Tashmish. Is the more Tashmish you have, is the more Zerah that comes out of you, that's Mashchirin Ponov Zatrashi Matish Koichi. It takes away your strength, and when you get older, you lose your strength much faster. Fight of Yom Reb Yitzchok. Kosher Rimo Lemeis Kemachat Bebosarachai. Is even after a person dies, and they put his goof in the ground, in the yofar, by the kvura. Later, when the worms come and bite him and eat him, he feels it just like a bosar achai feels a needle going inside his skin. In other words, they mamish feel it. A mace also has a feeling. And that's the posik, shenema, the posik says, ach besaroi olav yichov, that your bosar, your meat, you'll feel, you'll have pains. And this is going on lacha kvura, that you still feel the pains of the kever. And Omar Rav Chizda, Nafshoi Shalodo Misabeles Olov Kol Shiva. He's even after a person is mace, his nefesh feels avelis, feels bad for himself for 7 days. That means since his nefesh now departs from his goof, his goof goes into the karka, goes into the kfura, and his nefesh, his neshama, goes into Shemayim, so the nefesh feels bad for his goof. And the nefesh is Misabeles Olov Kol Shiva for 7 days. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nafshoi olav tiyovil. A person's own nefesh feels avelis for him. It's such a matzav that your own nefesh, your own neshama, feels bad for your own goof.